Now, it's easy to understand this from conditions of beingness. However, all by itself and independently, one of the easiest things to comprehend in the world, if you don't try to add it up to existence and all these other complexities, because these are quite complex, is simply ARC, taken all by themselves. And let's just take a fast explanation of ARC taken all by themselves. We simply find out that reality is the amount of agreement, that affinity happens to be the emotional reaction or the energy reaction on a subject, and communication are simply the mechanics of relaying an impulse or particle from cause to effect across the distance with a duplication and with a tension. All right, we discover immediately that a break in communications, if not complete, an incomplete break of communication will, or just the effort to break a communication apart, will bring about a deterioration of A. And this brings about a deterioration of R. And this, in turn, brings about a deterioration of C. C, deterioration, started it. That brought about a deterioration of A. That brought about a deterioration of R, reality, which brought about a deterioration of communication, which brought about a deterioration of affinity, which brought about a deterioration of reality, which brought about a deterioration of communication, which brought about a deterioration of... You got the dwindling spiral. You were looking right straight at the dwindling spiral. That's exactly how it goes. And let's discover that if we want to communicate with somebody, we have to have something, an agreement. We have to have something we're agreed upon before we can communicate. We also discover that we have to communicate with a certain amount of affinity. We can't put up a bunch of barriers. We can't communicate defensively, because we won't communicate. Peace talks between two countries are the more ridiculous, these manifestations. They're conducted with barbed wire and barriers and close to the battlefield and all that sort of thing. You don't want it close to the battlefield when you're conducting a peace talk. What you do is pick up the peace delegates and take them into Paris and get a large, spacious hotel and have everybody walking in and out quite free, and they'll come to an agreement and they'll settle the whole thing. You could never do it on the battlefield. Now, the reason why they stopped doing it on the battlefield, really, that we've forgotten that, is because no peace was ever recognized on a battlefield but the complete slaughter of the enemy. And that's why in olden times, the mortality rate in a battle was something 9 out of 10, back in Roman times. Very high. That was because they wiped out the energy to a man. They could come to no agreement. They were still in the heat of passion, and so they could not communicate. So how could they come to an agreement? There was the only one agreement they could come to, and that was simply that somebody isn't here. All right. And having made this not isms out of the enemy, they would find the enemy out surviving themselves, or something very peculiar would happen. I mean, peace talks brought about never would result in anything. But let's talk about this in more common parlance on a more understandable dynamic. We discover as we walk down the street that somebody is watering their lawn. They've got the side of the car all wet. You want to change what they're doing and so forth, and you say, "What's the matter with you? Getting water all over my car." This fellow will have no idea of what you were saying. He probably won't even recognize that he's gotten some water on your car. He simply recognizes somebody's mad at him, and he will fight you. That's because we took the A out of it and put it way downscale, you see? And so we used a barrier. Hate is a barrier. And we took a barrier and put it on the line, and then we were going to communicate, and then we were going to get some agreement. You want him to agree to turn the hose off the side of your car. Well, there'd be many ways to accomplish this, but one of the better ways to do it would simply to coincide with him slightly. And as he's holding the hose nozzle, you would walk up and take hold of the hose nozzle very, very gently, you see, and not threateningly at all, very quietly and gently, and just steer it away from the side of your car. And he would turn around to you and say, "Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't notice I was doing it."